कुन्दमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमं प्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव शुभकायेषु सर्वदा. Do I try the next one? Om Vagartha Vivisha Samab.
Vagartha Viva.
Om Vagartha Viva Samprakto. Vagartha Prakti Patyaye. Jagata Jagata. पितारौ वन्दे पार्वती परमेश्वराौ ॐ येनाक्षरा समं नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृष्णं व्याकरन्तम् Krishnam Vakarantam Proktam. Sorry, I'm missing the tune. Tasmai Panyaye Namaha.
Krishnam Vyakaranam Proktam.
Krishnam Vyakaranam Proktam.
Krishnam.
Krishnam. Krishnam javakaram krotam. Krishnam vyakaram proktam.
Vyakarana.
Vyakarana.
Yes. It is grammar. Vyakarana. Vyakaranam proktam. Proktam.
Krishnam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Paninaye Namaha. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahe Tejasvi Nava Adhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahe. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Sundar Mahodaya, Namaskara, Swagatam. श्रूयते वा महोदय? सुन्दर महोदय,
नमस्ते भगिनी.
नमस्कार महोदय. नमस्कार.
नमस्ते फ्रॉम यूके.
अस्तु, नमस्कार महोदय. आई हैव थ्री कंट्रीज फ्रॉम यूके, फ्रॉम चिले एंड फ्रॉम कनाडा.
आई यू हैव टू स्पीक बिट मोर लाउडली. आई हैव द मैक्सिमम वॉल्यूम हियर.
आई सेड आई हैव थ्री कंट्रीज हियर सिटिंग. There is UK and Canada and Chile. Uttamam. Astu. Aham ekam prashnam prachami. Ekam prashnam prachami. I will ask each of you a question. Kripaya uttaram vadatu. Astu. सुन्दर महोदय, संख्या इत्युक्ते किम्?
संख्या
शिवानन्द महोदय,
संख्या इत्युक्ते किम्?
संख्या इत्युक्ते किम्? आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गं पदम्. इत्युक्ते इत्युक्ते नम्बर् नम्बर् उत्तमं शिवनन्दमहोदय स्वागतम् इत्युक्ते किम्
स्वागतम् Can we say that's good morning or greetings?
Swagatam. Swagatam ityukte kim Sundar Mahodaya?
Is this salutations? Swagatam salutations?
No.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Dhanyavada Bhagini. Welcome. Welcome. Swagatam. Su-agatam. It should take him. Su is a prefix that is often seen in Sanskrit in which it makes the meaning of whatever is coming auspicious. The sound, the word after Su, it will make it auspicious. Su-agatam. Agatam is coming. The coming of. Su-agatam. Swagatam. So then sandhi happens and it becomes Swagatam. Uttamam. Astu Sundar Mahodaya, Kartrapadam ityukte kim?
Kartrapadam is verb.
Kartrapadam ityukte kim?
Kartrapadam and subject, object and verb. Kriyapatam Brahma. Kriyapatam Kartrupatam. Kartrupatam is a subject.
Subject. Uttama. Yeah. Kartrupadam is you say the doer. Kartane. Kartane. Kartane in Hindi we say Kartane means Karta the doer. The subject. कर्तृपदम् इत्युक्ते सब्जेक्ट् कर्मपदम् इत्युक्ते किं शिवानन्दमहोदय
कर्मपदं मीन्स् वर्ब्
न महोदय
न karma.
Notes. Your notes now there from last time.
Kriyapadam is verb.
I'm only looking at the notes that I taught. That's all. I'm not pulling these out of the sky.
It's a verb.
Object.
Karma padam ityukte object. Dhanyavada. Dhanyavada Bhagini. Karma padam ityukte object. Object ityukte the receiver of the action. For example, I combed my hair. What is the actual object that is receiving the action of combing? Hair. I read a page. What is receiving the action of reading? The page.
Page.
I mowed the lawn. Well, the lawn receives the action of mowing. So that is the karma padam. Then another question. Anybody knows? Please ask. Answer. Sakarmaka. Sakarmaka. Ityukte kim. Karma padam. Now you know. What is karma padam? Object. The receiver of the action. Sakarmaka. Ityukte kim.
The verb is transitive.
Uttamam bhagini. Uttamam. The verb when it is transitive, ityukte kim, some actions like mowing the lawn, that action of moving can be transmitted to an object. It can. The action of reading can be transmitted to a page or a wall or a book or something, a notebook. The action of cleaning can be done to, I don't know, the room, an object. The action of anything. You can have so most of the words we use actually in our worldly life transit to an object, because we are pretty, our lives are very much object-centered actually, even more so now than ever before. Because the consumer world is filling our brain with objects, and we therefore want them, and therefore we spend 99% of our lives thinking about objects and working with objects and revolving our lives around stuff. So you iron a cloth. So this action of ironing can be transmitted to something, a cloth. But there are some verbs that do not allow that. For example, crying is a verb, no? It's an action, yeah?
Yes.
But there's nobody taking that. Nothing, no object is taking that. I only am crying, I only am receiving the crying. Nothing else is involved. Sleeping. But eating happens to food. That food is eaten. But in sleep, there is no object other than myself only. I am doing everything, I am receiving everything. So those actions that can be transmitted to an object are called transitive verbs. Those verbs that can be transited are called transitive verbs. Whereas those that cannot are called intransitive in English. Transitive verbs like mowing, combing, reading, cleaning are called sakarmaka because they take a karma padam. That sentence which has a sakarmaka kriya padam can have in it a karma padam. That sentence will have a karma padam. It is possible because it can take it. But a sentence which has only akarmaka kriya padam, akarmaka dhatu, akarmaka verb, will not have a karma padam in it. You understand why?
Yes.
Yes.
Uttamam, dhanyavada. Astu, everybody, Sundar Mahodaya, Sivananda Mahodaya, you understand? Avagatam va?
Sorry?
Yes. So, avagatam. Sorry.
Vadatu.
I was just going to ask, so just to confirm the word for intransitive verb, akarmaka?
Akarmaka, sakarmaka, look here.
Yes.
Your notes. So, I'm going to ask you to translate this a very simple sentence. So, who would like to start? Whoever can do this translation, please speak up. The girl reads a book.
Balika.
When you have the full sentence, then you speak up.
Balika pustakam patati.
Balika pustakam patati. Now I'm going to say the girl reads a book, but I don't want you to use the word pustakam. Can you think of another word? Book is pustakam, but there are many words for book. Anybody know any other word? Granthaha.
Granthaha.
Granthaha. is a book also. So can you say the same sentence with this grantha?
Grantham.
Say the same sentence. Balika. Anybody would like to try, please do so.
Can we say Malika Grantaya?
Where did you come up with Grantaya?
Trying to figure out in the Shabdamandari.
Yeah. So the object karma padam is almost always in the second case. Dvitiya vibhakti means that. When a word is in dvitiya vibhakti, it means it is a karma padam form. When a word is in the prathama vibhakti, it means it is a kartra padam. Prathama vibhakti words are kartra padam. And dvitiya vibhakti words are karma padam. Avagatam?
Yes, so grantaha, grantaham, grantaham.
No, not grantaham. How is it grantaha? Pratipadikam kim?
Avajata.
Pratipadikam kim? Pratipadikam ityukte?
Pratipadikam. Not figuring it out. Root nang. I know that means root nang, but
root noun. Can you see? Root noun. It is the root noun. Root noun is you take him. Yatha. Yatha means? For example. Yatha means? For example. Yatha. Pustaka. Pustaka. Pustaka is a ending. See, the ka ends with the a sound, so akaranta. Napum sakalingam padam. This is what it will tell you in your Shabda Manjari. This is what you look for. This is how all the tables are organized in your Shabda Manjari. They are not organized in any other way. They are organized by gender.
Yes.
And they are organized by the ending sound. So, now I am saying to you, granthaha. So first you have to know what is the pratipadikam of that word granthah? Anybody tell me? Grantha. Grantha. Yatha. Yatha grantha. Yatha Rama. Yatha Lakshmana. On and on. So many words are there like this. Akaranta. And they are all what? Pumlingam padam. Pumlingam, pumlingam. How do you know they are pumlingam?
You look for it in the spoken Sanskrit dictionary.
That's where you have to do it, pumlingam. You have to look for it in the spoken Sanskrit dictionary. And in the spoken Sanskrit dictionary, any noun, almost all the nouns, are only given in their pratipadika form. Because, can you imagine a dictionary where they have to give all the 21 forms for every word? That's too much to write. So they simply will tell you the pratipadika. Then you look for that in your Shabda Manjari. So if this is grantha, these are all pratipadika. Then you have to look into this pumlingam, akaranta, 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 like Rama. And last time I taught you how to read in the Shabda Manjari, how to read that book, how to find in anything in that book. Now my question is, Balika is reading a grantha. Vakyam rachayatu?
Pumlingam, double lahavita.
Pumlingam, nay.
Ah.
वदतु कोऽपि बालिका. सो यू आर् लुकिङ्ग् फार् ग्रन्थ akaranta pumlingam padam. Anybody found it?
Grantham.
Grantham. Rama doesn't become ramaham, does it?
Grantham.
What happens to Rama? Rama pratipadikam becomes ramam. Yes or no? So grantha will become grantham. Chashaka will become anybody speak up?
Chashakam.
Chashakam. Darpana will become
darpanam.
Darpanam. Mancha will become
mancham.
Balaka. Vadatu dvitiya vibhakti rupam.
Balakam.
Balakam. Shloka.
Shlokam.
Shlokam. Gaja.
Gajam.
Vidyudhipa.
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 Vidyudhipa. Sainika.
Sainikam.
Sainikam. Ganesha.
Ganesham.
Shiva.
Shiva.
Shiva. Vriddha.
Vridham.
Arakshaka.
Arakshakam.
Arakshakam. Govinda.
Govindam.
Govindam. So, like that, you have to think of all the words that you... I'm only taking only the words from Abhyasa Pustakam. I didn't come up with any other new words. So, this is the practice you have to do. You have your Shabda Manjari in front of you to make the very simple sentence. So, here, if I say Ramam, what does it mean?
To Rama.
Uttamam Bhagini. Aham Ramam Pashyami. Ityukte kim Shivananda Mahodaya? Aham Ramam Pashyami.
I see Rama.
Uttamam. I see Rama. शिवानन्द महोदय अवगतं वा
पश्यामि ऐ सी यस् अहं रामं पश्यामि ऐ सी राम
सो आफ्टर् दिस् क्लास् एस् पार्ट् आफ् युर् यु नो लर्निङ्ग् प्राक्टिस् You make very simple sentences like this. I see Rama. I write a word. Who can translate for me? Anuvadam karo tu. I write a word.
अहं कथं लिखामि
उत्तमं सुन्दर महोदय सुन्दरम् अहं पदं लिखामि अपि च अहं शब्दं लिखामि उत्तमं महोदय सुन्दरम् ओके नेक्स्ट् वर्ड् नेक्स्ट् सेण्टेन्स् ऐ विल् से I go home.
Aham Graham गच्छामि
सुन्दरम् अहं गृहं गच्छामि यु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् शिवानन्द महोदय अवगतं वा
Yes, I'm following the structure, just that I'm a bit slow in getting the vocabulary right in terms of the words.
Using the vocabulary from the Abhyasa Pustakam that we have covered so far. So, I'm really working to try to get you to be comfortable with at least this much vocabulary.
Yes.
You just have to work on it every day, even 10 minutes every day. You just have to. Astu, next sentence. Shivananda Mahodaya, try. Prayatna karo tu. I eat a fruit.
Aham. Palam khadati khadami
aham phalam khadami uttamam I see TV
TV is a long word
say it now
अहं दूरदर्शनं what's seeing again
pashyami yeah, write it down somewhere so you can access it
yes
you have it already So which are the words we have done? Pathami.
Seeing is pashyami.
Likhami. Khadami. Gacchami. Pathami itukte Likhami. Right. Khadami. Eat. Gacchami. It actually goes. But this ami says, I am the doer. So, I read. Actually, this is what it means. I read. Pathami. Read will become what? Pathati. Likhati. Khadati. Gacchati.
Sorry, Bhagini. I just stepped away for a minute. Okay.
When an ami is added at the end of a Kriyapada, right, then that makes it, I am the doer. It is inherent in that Kriyapada. It is inherent in that word. In English, that is not the case. There is no verb conjugation where I am the automatic doer of that action. Or somebody else is the automatic doer of an... You always have to specify in English.
Yes.
But in Sanskrit, the doer is within the Kriya Padam, always. Always. There are three doers. Who are the three doers in Sanskrit? Who can tell me? Three doers encompasses the entire universe. There are only three doers in
Sanskrit. Yes. Everyone else except informal you and I. Formal you, second, and then the informal you and I.
No.
Second, sorry.
Second one is informal you. And the third one is self.
Yes.
So there are only three. Prathama Purusha is who? Prathama Purusha is who? Everybody other than myself and informal you. Like in Hindi, we say the word tu. Have you heard that word? Tu.
Tu.
Have you heard that word in Hindi? Tu. Do you have knowledge of Hindi, Mahadev?
Very little. Just from Bollywood movies, I guess.
Thank you, Bollywood movies.
That might not even be Hindi. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So tu is a very informal you. Like French.
Tum. I thought it's tum.
No, tum is the middle. Tum is in the middle of tu and a.
I see.
Tum has some level of respect, some level of formality.
Mm-hmm.
But tu is extremely intimate. So we use tu with our good friends. We use tu within the family, maybe.
Yes.
And usually also we use two with God, because very, very intimate, very intimate relationship, right? So two is a very, very intimate relationship. And then in Sanskrit there is only two, and then there is the formal you, which is Bhavan for masculine, Bhavati for feminine, and Bhavat for Napumsakalingam. So, there are only three yous. Prathama Purusha. What is Prathama Purusha?
Uttama Purusha.
Uttama
Purusha.
Everyone except I.
Then there is Madhyama Purusha.
You singular and plural. You two and more than two.
Uttamam Bhagini, Sundaram. See, even though you have been gone, you remember. Very nice.
So,
all else I will write down. Informal you, self, all else the doer. Informal you, the doer, and self, the doer. These are the three Purushas. And as Bhagini said, each one comes in singular, dual, and then plural. Ekavachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana. And in all of these forms, the doer is implied. So, these are forms of what? Kriyapadani. Kriyapadani, Rupani. Rupani. Kriyapadani Rupani. What is Kriyapadani? Verbs. What is Rupani? Form. These are verbal forms. So how many verbal forms are there for any one word? At least the minimum that I have taught you.
Three? Is it three or?
How can it be three, Mahodaya?
Nine.
Nine. How is it nine, Bhagini? Please explain one more time.
Because Pratama Purusha, singular, dual, and more than two.
Madhyama singular, Purusha. Dual, and singular, dual, and plural.
And plural.
In each Purusha.
In each one, yes.
In each Purusha. So, one Rama does something, two Ramas do something, and more than two Ramas do something. One informal you does something, two of you do something, more than two of you do something. I do something, two of us do something, more than two of us do something. At least now you know that there are nine verbal forms in the verbal case. Now, for each tense, how many tenses in English? Who can tell me? Or in Spanish, how many tenses do you have?
Three.
Which are they?
Normal. Past, present, and future.
Past, present, and future. And in Spanish, Bhagini?
Oh, there are many. I don't know how many, but subjunctive and many more. I don't know how many, but...
many. More than three, no? And English also has more than three, but most people think of them as only three. But subjunctive is not necessarily a tense, it is more a mood. So it is translated in Sanskrit as a mood. So in Sanskrit, there are 10 so-called tense/moods. So for sure there is the Vartamana Kala, which is present tense. Rama eats a fruit. Translate that into Sanskrit, please. Who can do it for me? Rama eats fruit.
Ramaha Palam Kadati.
Uttamam Mahodaya, Sundaram. How did you figure that out?
Rama has been the first person. Palam is the object. Kadati is the verb for the first person singular.
Uttamam. So here it is. This is how, if you start to have this practice, if you start to do this with every single sentence that you can possibly try, you will make amazing progress in Sanskrit. This is the fundamental backbone of Sanskrit, this kind of practice. What is it? Let me just try it and show you. So can you see? I don't know. I know. The lighting is kind of...
It was good there a few moments ago when you held it up. Yeah, I'm writing it quickly.
Yeah. So Ramaha is 1.1. What is 1.1? The first one refers to what? The case, vibhakti.
Yes.
The second one refers to vachana. Got it? The first one here, 1.1. Hard for me to see. I have such a small visual. Okay, good. So 1.1, Rama. This one means first vibhakti. First vibhakti ityukte kim kartrapadam. Second dot refers to vachana. Vachana.
Mm-hmm.
Which means what? Singular. One means singular. Similarly, phalam. The two here refers to the second vibhakti. Which means what? It is the karma padam. And the one refers to ekavachana. One fruit.
Singular. Yes.
Singular. Khadati is the kriya padam. It is the kriya padam. This one refers to the prathama purusha. And the second one refers to the vachana. Got it? Prathama purusha, ek vachana. Prathama purusha, ek vachana. Now, here is the basic foundation of Sanskrit. If this is one, and if this is one, then this should also be one, and this should also be one. This is the fundamental structure of one sort of sentence in Sanskrit. This is the kind of language that most of us are used to. This is the active voice. I do something, Rama does something, we become the doers. When somebody becomes the doer, means they are the cause of the action,
then this is the structure to remember. He, one Rama can eat many fruits, yes or no?
Yes.
So, Ramaha Halani Khadati. Just because this is Phalani, it doesn't make any difference to these two. This was 2.3. From 2.1, it has become 2.3. But this is 1.1, therefore this is 1.1. End of story. No other questions asked. These two must match. So if I am writing Aham Phalam, then what will be my Kriyapadam? You know where to look up in your Shabda Manjari. At the end, there are the very few verb tables are there, but it's enough for your learning.
Mm-hmm.
Who can tell me?
Khadami.
Khadami. Uttamam Bhagini. Khadami. Why? Because this is 3.1, therefore this is 3.1. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Bhagini. Can you just hold it out a wee bit? Slightly. Yeah. Out. Sorry, a little out. I'm not getting the top. Yep, that's a little bit more. It came towards you. Yep, perfect. Thank you.
Got it?
Yes.
You can't see on the main frame. You're just holding it on the side.
Oh, why am I... my camera not working. Photo.
I can't.
You can't see more there?
I can see, but it's on. I can see now. That's better. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't get it, Bhagini. Do you? I guess when I stop talking, then you'll come back. Can you talk, Bhagini, so it's you can come back in this?
Yeah, oh, you want a bigger frame, I see. Now can you see it?
No, Sundar Mudra. Yep, now, yep, perfect.
Go ahead and take a photo right now. You can hear me now? Yeah, got it?
Swatami.
Now, thank you for doing this. Thank you for taking the photos and posting them. But the real thing is, if you don't put it in your head, it's of no value.
I know, that's where it needs to go. I think I will make a tea with the paper and drink the tea. Or maybe shower with it.
Then you
no, it's practice. It's just commitment, consistency.
Yeah, just like tea comes in and goes out, and shower water falls over and out.
It has to go through the fingers.
It has to go through these fingers.
Bhagini, this is interesting.
So, yeah, we say it shouldn't go from here and come out of here.
No.
So, this you have to really, if you every day you just make 3 sentences, very short sentences, and use the vocabulary already in our Abhyasa Pustakam, use the verbs that you have already taken here. You can take a picture of this also, Mahodaya. Did you already take?
Which one? No, I didn't take the one earlier.
Go ahead and take this one.
Yep.
I'm going to talk till you get it.
Yeah.
Right,
sorry. Let me take out this from my screen. Okay, perfect. Why is this coming up here?
Right. And now, you just have to make sure you put it inside your head so it stays. Every day, you just take a word from here, you take a verb from here, you pick out a Prathama Vibhakti word and a Dvitiya Vibhakti word. figure it out. Make your sentence. Write it in English. Write it in Sanskrit. Send it to us. Send it to me. Send me an email. Send in WhatsApp. However you choose.
I'm sorry, Bhagini. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was thinking if it's possible, I do some exercise and maybe share with you if you can mark them for me.
Always appreciate that. Diana Bhagini has done many, many, and she has always shared with me, and I usually respond. Na Bhagini?
May I ask one more thing, Bhagini? So I'm looking at the Shabdamandri. I'm trying to figure out where the verbs are. Somewhere at the back?
So at the very back. You have this book? You don't have this
book? No, I didn't get that one yet. But I have this one that I'm using here. So I'm looking at the sections on pronoun. Is it after the sections on pronoun?
At the end, it's called Singanta Prakaranam. It's called Singanta Prakaranam. You see this Singanta Prakaranam? Mm-hmm.
Vindictive mode.
Why is it called Singanta Prakaranam? Because Singanta Prakaranam is the technical word in Sanskrit grammar for verbal form.
Mm-hmm.
Singanta Prakaranam. One day you will understand why it is called Singanta, but it's a really beautiful technical term. It has a lot of meaning inside it. It's not just something to make us crazy. So the reason you cannot just pick up this book and look at the Singanta Prakaranam is because you will find so many of them. Look.
Mm-hmm.
How many tables of 9? Now you're really confused. That's why I'm not teaching you all this. That's why I'm simply teaching you the very, very fundamental. So, when you pick up your Singanta Prakaranam, my guess is this will be the very first table given to you. Bhavati, this one. To be. Bhavati, bhavatah, bhavanti. Bhavasi, bhavatah, bhavatha. Bhavami, bhavavah, bhavamaha. Now, if you have to make this with khadati, for example, let's make it. Who can start and tell me what is 1.1 kriyapadam of the khadati? It will be khadati, right?
Rambagani.
Then what will be the second one?
Khadataha,
uttamam. Then?
Khadanti.
So it will be khadati. I'm writing it down here. Khadataha. Khadanti. Madhyama Purusha?
Khadasi.
Khadasi.
Khadataha.
Khadataha.
Khadatta.
Khadatta. Khadathaha, next one, no? Did you say thaha or taha? I'm not sure.
But I said khadatha. Is that correct?
Yeah, khadathaha. Then?
Khadami.
Khadami.
Khadavaha.
Khadavaha.
Khadamaha.
Khadamaha. Uttamam.
Eureka.
So now I am just labeling it.
Bhagini, I said Eureka.
Say it in Sanskrit.
I don't know how I can say I found it. I have another copy of Shabdamandari, and
yeah.
I'm able to find the verb. That one, the first one I have, it doesn't have the verbs.
Okay. Now, the
personal terminations, present tense, imperfect tense.
Here we are. Here is your Kridanta Prakaranam. Sorry, not Kridanta, Kriyapadam Prakaranam. Okay, ready? Take a picture and then you're set. Now, using this setup, you will make Pashyami, Pashyavaha, Pashyati, all of the above will come from this.
Drop your hand a little bit, Bhagini. Perfect.
Got it?
I'm Bhagini. Dhanyabadaha.
So, this kind of structure is the present tense case. Namaskara Jajari. This is a present tense case called Lat Lakar. Adding more information on this, but you don't need to take a picture. Just write it down in your own words.
Oh, sorry, Bhagini, I didn't get a picture. Sorry about that.
One second. Lat Lakar is the present tense forms of Kriya Padani Rupani. So I'm letting you take pictures so that you can memorize them. But if I find people are not memorizing, then I won't let that happen because it becomes a waste of time. Here. Got it? Can you see Mahadev?
I'm seeing it. Just one moment, please.
Yeah. Got it?
Let me see. Yes. Oh, it's video.
Noah?
I think somebody else came on the screen.
No, I'm the only one talking, Mahadev. Here.
No, you went off the screen just now, Bhagini. Sorry.
Yeah. Here we are.
Now, yeah.
Can you see in here? Take it.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes, got it now. Thank you.
Alright. So, these are the Kriya Padani Rupani. They are the present tense case. Like the worksheet says, they are the Lat. It is called Lat Lakar. Lat is also a technical term. Lakar is also a technical term. But Lakara and Lata are, these are amazing. Panini has done the most amazing software. He built the very first software language before even computing was even heard of. Like I say, my husband is American and I often joke and I say, when you guys were still monkeys, these people had figured out all of this calculus and, they had figured out distance from the sun and distance from the stars and all of that. From so long ago, he had built this computer language, Panini. And that's why these are technical terms. Why do you need technical terms? Because if any of you have done software programming, you have to work with a language that some object can understand, like a computer can understand. And so you just accept for now that rather than calling it present tense, we are going to call it Lat Lakar. You just put it in your head. And you're going to say Lat Lakar means present tense. The word for present, there is a word for present, and that's a beautiful word, and I'll write it down for you. It is called Vartamana.
Vartamana.
Vartamana Kala. Vartamana Kala means present tense. Vartamana Kala. And actually the sutra, you have heard of the word sutras? Anybody heard the word sutra?
Yes.
Hmm? What does it mean, sutra?
This is like scripts. Verses? No?
No.
Sutra
means sutra. Sutra means... Sutra actually has a very, very powerful, technical, rigid, and a rigorous definition. Sutras are the smallest, shortest, I mean, shortest phrases or sentences that extremely clearly, without any confusion or without any redundancy, which is repetition, without any what can I say, loss of relevance. That means the knowledge content in a sutra has to be that never will run out of time or run out of geographical space. It has to be so much wisdom that has no time or space boundaries. It has to be therefore equivalent to almost universal truth. You cannot write, I cannot write a sutra about, you know, this piece of paper, unless it's a universal truth. No, I cannot write a sutra about a sari, one sari. No, it's not you. There's nothing universal truth about it, other than the elemental. If I look at the elemental, if I reach Brahman by looking at my sari, then I can write a sutra maybe. So sutras are very, very specific, short. Short brevity is a very, very important aspect of a sutra. Brevity means very short. Why should it be short? So that you can memorize it. Because when the language was, you know, all languages other than computer languages were only oral practice. They were only practiced orally. They were only spoken. There was no writing. We communicated through sounds and that was it. And so there was no question of the written language. And so all of these sounds have only come to us through the oral tradition. Now, the reason we have books is to make our lives easier in terms of accessing information or knowledge. But in reality, having this access has made us extremely lazy. It has made us extremely lazy and it has made us extremely dependent. In the earlier tradition of learning Sanskrit, the students had to learn two very, very thick and big books. They are equivalent to this book. See this book? this Sanskrit book, you have to learn this entire book times two in Sanskrit by heart. By heart meaning your teacher could ask you any one sentence in that and you had to say it right away. Boom, like that. And if you didn't qualify, they wouldn't teach you in Sanskrit. That was the entrance exam. And it was entirely oral. Once you had that in you, means what? You had already passed this test of working hard, being rigorous, having good memory, and still being motivated to learn. How many of us will still be, if I said to you, I mean, even two pages people won't learn and come to class. But if I said to you, memorize this half of this book, or even if I said one chapter, you please memorize by heart and come, no, this class will be finished. This is how modern population has become. Because our education system has made us like this. Very, very dependent. And when you are dependent, you are weak. You are weak. So, having come through this education system, we have to start to unlearn the dependency that it has created and allow ourselves to know that there is the potential in this mind and body complex for this, within this lifetime, to actually do this practice that was done by thousands and hundreds of thousands of people for thousands of years. You have to understand that this is something the culture evolved with. So, when this language came, then after the language was already spoken by the people, the entire culture, then this language had started to be taught in the universities. And in the universities, it was considered, like today I've heard that people think that it's very cool to be a lawyer, or it's very cool to be, I don't know, something about management, I suppose, or software, something. I don't know what's cool. But I remember in my days, you know, it was very cool that you were going to study science, pure sciences. That was considered, oh, very, very cool. Oh, no, very stupid people go to law school. No, the smartest people go to law school. So these are fashions that come and go. Everybody wants to be a graphic designer. Everybody wants to be this and that. These are fashions that come and go with humanity, and somehow we think that's the coolest thing. Everybody is saying it, so it must be cool. Anyway, it was a fashion at the time of Panini's birth to study Sanskrit. Actually, this fashion is the only fashion that has never died. Maybe it did die, but it's definitely never totally dead. There's always some craze for Sanskrit. So, Panini went to the university and he realized that it was not taught with any systematics, with any logic. It was not taught with any, therefore, beauty. To him, it was very messy. And yet, in the language, he found beauty. So he thought, what is the problem? If it is so beautiful, why can't it be taught like that? Why isn't there clarity there? So he went into meditation and he came up with this software language. Within this software language, he found that he made commands, just like a software language does. And in these commands, he gave certain tags. One tag here will specify, maybe, do this action. This tag identifies it as a definition. This tag identifies it and says, please drop this sound. This tag says, oh, when you see this tag, double the sound. Red color means triple the sound. blue color means drop the sound. I'm just making all this up. Full stop means go double the speed. Semicolon means put it into present tense case. You know, these are little tags. These are tags. These are markers. So he created these markers. This form of lat lakar is one such technical term. That's all. You don't have to worry about it right now. Just drop it. Let me tell you one more thing. There are 10 lakaras in Sanskrit. Actually, there are 11, but one nobody uses, and another one also nobody uses now. But there are still 10 lakaras in Sanskrit, which means that within these lakaras, there are more than 3 tenses. So, for example, there is a present, past, and future. Then there is the parokshalit, which means way, way ancient past. That is also past tense, but it's way, way ancient past tense. Then there is recent past tense. So, like that, depending on the relevance and depending on your access to reaching the original. You know, for example, why do all of us here want to learn Sanskrit? I'd like to know. Who has a reason here? Who has a reason to want to learn Sanskrit? Somebody tell me why you are learning Sanskrit.
My reason, Bhagini, is to able to read and understand the scriptures, namely the Bhagavad Gita and the Upanishads.
So why don't you just read some English and some other languages and be happy?
Because those are interpretation, I think, rather than the source.
Here we go. Now, therefore, Panini Mahodaya said, one lakara is ancient past. The more ancient it is, either you have a rigorous system that keeps the systematic so that you can access the origins, and even if you can access the origins of the scriptures or whatever, you should also be able to understand them. I mean, if the language has completely changed, I mean, how many modern English speakers, I know, for sure in the US, in fact, I don't know any. Maybe I know one person in my 25 years of living in the US who can maybe read Shakespeare and understand it. No, nobody cares. Nobody cares to actually learn that kind of English to understand him. They might say, oh, he's great, he's wonderful, I'm so glad we had Shakespeare. But have you actually worked on trying to understand him? No. No. So, some of us are crazy enough to want to learn the scriptures or to learn some of the oldest texts. But provided we can access the knowledge in it. Now, Shakespearean language of English has completely changed today. It has completely changed. The language itself has changed. It's almost like two different languages.
Roses used to sing in times of Shakespeare, which meant beautiful
smell.
Stink. Gandha.
Good smell. But in Sanskrit, Gandha is considered not good smell. But Gandha just means fragrant.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. So the language has changed. But here is the crux. Sanskrit, as soon as Panini Bhagwan, I call him Bhagwan, wrote the syntax for it. And we in this class are learning exactly Panini's method of grammar, which is not taught widely at all. There are just a few of us who are learning this and teaching this. It has suddenly just now come under a second revival. with a great grace from Mataji. Mataji is she lives in central India, and she, if I can find a book by her, I can maybe show you a picture of her. There she is. She is another Bhagwan for me. She's a Bhagwan for me. She is actually from my hometown where I was born. And she has, also she has the same mind like Panini. You know, she said, there's so much beauty in the language. Why isn't it taught systematically? The same question that Panini had. And she said, why? Why isn't it taught systematically? So she studied in every single way that it was currently taught, and she recreated the systematics. And then she said, oh my God, voila! But Panini had already done this. Now I understand. Panini had done all this. So then she went back, reread everything Panini, that she could access from Panini directly, reinterpreted it, wrote it in simpler language. So this, like, this book is her, one of her main books, because this was Panini's single one syntax for the entire language of Sanskrit fits in this single. Can you believe it? Any of you read English grammar or Spanish grammar? Can you imagine how thick are your books and how many grammar books you have to read to get through one language grammar? And even then there are so many exceptions. I remember reading English. Renan Martin used to be called the book in India. It was this fat. And still, we studied the whole book, still my English never got to 100%. Grammatically, I'm saying. Forget vocabulary. This little thin book, you can see how big it is full of sutras. These are all sutras. See these short little sentences? They're all sutras. Means they're formulae. This is the syntax for the entire language of Sanskrit. And this Mataji has kind, just a little bit modified to make it easier for us to understand. She has given titles like headings, subtitles, subheadings. Otherwise, it's so technical that you look at it. I mean, I give my, you know, Papaji is sitting here, and I give him sometimes, you know, he's also learned a fair bit of Sanskrit, and he's my teacher also. But he never really studied grammar like I am. And when I show him some of the documents that I study in my classes, he returns it to me right away. He said, oh my God, this is Greek. I have no idea what to do. This is how technical the language is. Because it's a computer language. So, what the way we are teaching in this group that you know you have access to, if you stick with this, within six months of sticking with it and doing your work, you have to do your own work. I mean, if you just come to class, then that's not going to cut it. But if you do daily a little bit of work, within 6 months you will be speaking. And within a year, you will be able to understand a lot of text. Let me tell you my story. I did not know any Sanskrit at all about 1.5 years ago. One and a half years ago, I started this journey. In 1.5 years, just sticking with it, it has changed my life. I am so in love with what I do that there's pretty much not much else that I would rather do. Everything else I try to get done quickly so I can come back and do this. You know, I have family, I have children, I have cooking, I have house, I have all this. Here I am with my sister, also I try to help. But everything I do quickly, quickly, quickly. And while I'm doing that, in my head, all this is going on, this stuff that I'm learning. I'm repeating in my head. Because I love it, because it has completely made my life so positive. And I was a positive person anyway. I mean, right, Papaji? I've always been a positive person.
Positive and questioning.
Questioning and happy also. I'm a happy person. I don't remember myself being a sorrowful or negative or having a hard life. No, I'm very hardworking but positive. But this has made my positivity to such a beautiful level that from here, seeing negative is becoming more and more rare for me. It's becoming like, why? Like I don't ever want to go there. And now I see very clearly what beauty is. Only through grammar. Can you believe that? Who would have guessed grammar can do such a thing? Grammar, normally people are like, oh my God, please, grammar, I don't want to do. My son says, Mummy, I'll never touch grammar in my life. I said, fine. We'll see. He's only 16. Mummy, I hate grammar. Why do I have to know any grammar? I can talk in English, that's enough for me. Okay, fine. I mean, how can I say anything? That's his call, you know, he has to figure it out. I can beat him up, but there's no point. So, I am trying to appeal to you and say to you to try to stick with this. So that the reason you have joined can come to fruition. You can actually, and ask Papaji. I am really, really reading original texts now. And actually, in 1.5 years, I mean, we sit together and we are going through the Lalita Sahasranama Stotram.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody heard of that? Lalita Sahasranama Stotram. Why am I chosen this Stotram? Now, one neighbor friend came and we were performing Tulsi Puja. And, you know, I sang my Sanskrit chants. And I said, please, somebody, please sing anything you know. She sang a beautiful Tulsi chant. Immediately I was attracted to her Sanskrit knowledge and I said, you know some Sanskrit? She said, no, Bhagini, I don't know any Sanskrit. All I know is these chants. So I just chant. I don't know anything. So I said, what do you chant? Then she said, I chant Lalita Sahasranama. I said, do you understand it? She said, no. I said, how many years you've been chanting? She said, oh, since I was 19 years old. Now she's 50 years old. I said, then? She said, I just love it. That's why I chant. I said, well, why don't I study it with you? She said, oh, yeah, let's study. So now every day we study this original text. It's a big, thick book. And it makes sense. We can figure it out. The three minds put together with all my access to resources, my dictionaries, my Vyakaran and my grammar knowledge, I'm actually able to access original text in 1.5 years. So I am saying all this to tell you that your goal is not that far away. Just stick with it. Just do it. Very, very simple sentences. Very, very simple words. You just put them in your head and you start doing it. Chanting is another very beautiful thing. Very, very beautiful. Diana Bhagini and we chant together also online. It's a beautiful thing. And because of this, I am now studying Bhagavad Gita and teaching Bhagavad Gita, also Yoga Sutras, all because of this. I'm no master in anything, but it's good to learn. Or what I know, I share, that's all. Even my Sanskrit class here is a very, very fundamental class. I mean, I'm not at all well-versed in the language. I simply share what I know. And I'm grateful that you come. I'm grateful that you are inspired enough to come to class. So thank you for coming. But try to make very, very simple sentences with what we have done in Abhyasa Pustakam. That's all. Any questions? Any comments?
Dhanyabad Bhagini. Very good inspiration.
Dhanyabad Agita Bhagini.
Diana Bhagini has heard this many times, no Bhagini?
Ah, yes.
Sorry, Bhagini.
No, it's all right. It's better. That's better.
Any questions? So will you make some sentences? I'll give you some in the WhatsApp. I'll write some English sentences. But don't stick to them necessarily. Make your own up also. And share through email your answers, share through WhatsApp. Whatever works for you is okay. Email I prefer because then I can open it up big and read it. But WhatsApp is also good. Jazari Bhagini, Namaste. I don't know if you can hear us. I tried to say it last time. Astu, should we close or do you want to study some more? What do you want to do?
Can we close, Bhagini? Sorry, I have to do staff appraisal. I have to determine bonuses, Christmas bonus for staff.
Your job is taking you. Astu, who would like to say? Sundar Mahodaya, would you like to do the ending, closing chant, please?
Right. Om. पूर्णमतः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमदस्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमाताय पूर्णमां पूर्णाम् एव अवश्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ सर्वेषां स्वस्ति भवतु सर्वेषां शान्ति भवतु शान्तिर्भवतु सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु सर्वेषां मङ्गलं भवतु. ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः.
हरि ओम्. धन्यवादः.
नमस्ते भगिनि.
धन्यवादः. नमस्ते भगिनि.
वेल्कम् बेक्. गुड् टु हाव् यू.
Dhanyavad.
We are actually, Diana Bhagini, just to inform you, we are on page 7, I think, 6 or 7 of Abhyasa Pustakam.
Okay. The weather is awful, cold, no sunlight, raining, there's no motive.